Not easy planning a wedding, but it's impossible to plan the love affair that's supposed to lead up to it. Commentator Tom Dunkel found out that a marriage proposal doesn't guarantee a happy ending.
I just joined an exclusive club. Abe Lincoln belongs. So do Beethoven, Howard Hughes, and the poet, Robert Burns. We are broken-hearted brothers, not-so-proud members of the Ultimate Losers Club, guys who got shot down proposing marriage. When a proposal flops, you feel totally exposed, like that Visible Man science toy with the see-through plastic skin. Everybody sees the hole in your heart. Cats in the neighborhood smirk when I walk by now. Dogs avoid making eye contact. They know. The Jehovah's Witness ladies who regularly come knocking on my door know. I can sense they want to buy me a beer to cry in, but are too spiritually conflicted to say so. When I log on to AOL now, in my mind I'm greeted by the message, "You've got mail, but not from her." When love flames out, your life becomes a crash scene investigation. What went wrong? Who's to blame? We died of bad timing. Mine. Jane fell in love fast. I was Bachelor Hamlet. To wed or not to wed? That is a question I needed 6 years to answer. By then, Jane's heart had left the stage. Abe Lincoln badmouthed the woman who spurned him, called her fat, made fun of her bad teeth. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz used his unrequited love as the inspiration for that little redhead girl whose heart poor old Charlie Brown ain't ever gonna win. I have an urge to go pound nails into a wall with my head. I thought of doing something more self-pitying, like getting the letters H-A-R-D-L-U-C-K tattooed across my knuckles. But then for the rest of my life, people will be asking, "Hey buddy, why'd you go and do something dumb like get hard luck tattooed across your knuckles?" That won't help with the healing process. I'll probably settle for drinking beer straight from the bottle for a while. When the no bomb gets dropped, the lights go out in your partner's eyes. You get those spooky nobody's home looks. Two hearts begin to uncouple and spin in new, separate orbits. You think on very different wavelengths. I met Jane at a fun run. She was cold and I lent her my old college windbreaker. I gift-wrapped that jacket for her when I asked her to marry me. It sat on a chair in her dining room for 2 months, waiting to be attended to, like a dead skunk in the middle of the road. I finally asked for the jacket back. Jane gives it to me in a plastic shopping bag. Inside is a t-shirt she bought for me on a business trip to Florida. Wait a minute. That was a marriage proposal I just made, not a pledge to my public television station. I can't accept a souvenir t-shirt. But it's your color, Jane says. She's right about that. The shirt is definitely my color. Blue.
The comments of writer Tom Dunkel, who lives in Washington, D.C.